This is Ozarks at Large. Each week, Roby Brock from our content partner, Talk Business Arkansas, shares the latest business and political news from around the state. Today, he has news about tax cuts, the governor's race, and Walmart's new sustainability goals.
Former 4th District Congressman Mike Ross made it official on Wednesday that he'll seek the Democratic nomination for Arkansas governor in 2014. Ross, who started his formal campaign announcement tour in his hometown of Prescott, has been mulling the race since January when Democratic Attorney General Dustin McDaniel dropped his bid after admitting to an inappropriate relationship with a Hot Springs attorney. Former Lieutenant Governor Bill Halter has already declared he'll seek the Democratic nomination for governor. Republicans Asa Hutchinson and Curtis Coleman have also announced. Congressman Tim Griffin sent a letter to Rex Tillerson, chairman and CEO of ExxonMobil Corporation, urging Exxon to support the Central Arkansas Water Utility's request to relocate a section of the burst Pegasus pipeline. After striking a deal to garner a supermajority of votes for the private option health insurance plan, state lawmakers approved about a dozen tax-cutting measures that could lead to nearly $170 million in reduced state revenues in future years. The tax cut bills included income tax reform, capital gains taxes, the grocery tax reduction, and a sales tax on utilities for manufacturers. Also, lawmakers supported tax breaks for dentists, agricultural entities, veterans, and timber harvesters. Walmart CEO Mike Duke announced new goals in the retail giant's efforts to ramp up its sustainability efforts. By the end of 2020, the company committed to install solar power on at least 1,000 rooftops and facilities, to purchase more renewable energy, to procure off-site renewable energy from utility-scale projects such as large wind projects, micro-hydro projects, and geothermal purposes, increase LED usage in sales floor lighting, parking lots, and other applications. Home BancShares, parent company of Centennial Bank, posted higher first quarter net income from a year ago on the strength of an improving loan portfolio. A Conway-based bank holding company said it achieved first quarter net income of $17.5 million compared to $14.5 million 1 year ago. Home BancShares also announced a 2-for-1 stock split. Simmons First National reported first quarter earnings of $5.9 million compared to about $6.3 million 1 year ago. The Pine Bluff-based banking company disclosed merger-related expenses that had some effect on its bottom line. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by Mitchell Williams Law, providing strategic counsel on a variety of sophisticated legal matters since 1954. Mitchell Williams Law Firm combines decades of diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Today, the firm employs nearly 80 attorneys from 4 offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com. And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at BankOzarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas. Diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity. More at AECC.com.